Got a front porch on.
Yeah, and a back porch.
Got a back porch too. These new houses they're building nowadays, you don't see them with porches too much.
Oh, no.
Anymore.
They'll get a pay thing.
They are pretty expensive.
My nephew lives out there. Her husband cuts meat for the IGA up at Butler. He's been there about 15 or 16 years. I let him have the land out there to build on, a kind of raised boy. He put in, just got them one of them houses finished. I was out there a little while back. I hadn't even been out there in it. I said, well, I know this is mighty nice. I hope you all live to get it paid for. Mm-hmm. I paid for mine before I moved here. Mm-hmm. It never has been nothing fine. But I wasn't nothing fine.
People don't seem to think much about getting tied up for a long time paying for houses nowadays.
No, that and down there, he did him on. He's my nephew. Paying on it, and I think he told me how many $100 he paid last year, and said it only about $90 paid on the actual building. The rest of it is interest and stuff. Never will pay it. He's a veteran. He got wounded in the Second World War. He gets the pension besides he works at the paper mill. But he don't try to pick you up.
Come over here often.
Yeah.
Sound like he was
kind of
low.
Yeah. The place is pretty low sometimes. I tell the sheriff in his department to mess around down here on my liquor still.
What now? You got a liquor still?
No. I don't use it.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't use it.
You mean you really had one though?
No.
Do people around here?
Oh, there used to be some around here. That's what I tell the sheriff and him. You're messing around down there hunting my liquor still.
I heard, I never seen one, you know, really out in the woods before, but people tell me you could smell that stuff cooking.
Yeah. See to it. I used to log for Jackson Lumber Company back up here about 15 miles here, and we wouldn't get started home Saturday nights till after night. We'd come along on a little ridge road and off down in the hollows, we could see the lights of two or three little fields off down there.
Is that right?
We didn't go down there fooling around. Mm. We'd come on the road. See, they always prepared to shoot you or do something to you.
I guess so. That was serious business.
Yeah, I didn't mess with them.
What do people around here call that stuff that they're making?
Moonshine.
Never heard them call it anything else?
Yeah, white lightning. Rot gut. I don't know, they have plenty of names for it.
They call it shinny?
Yeah, they call it shinny too.
Why they call it that?
I don't know.
Seems like kind of a funny name for it, shinny. Well, have you ever drunk any of that stuff?
I've drank the salt, a little bit of it, yeah.
What does it taste like? Is it powerful?
Like cactus or something.
Just something to get drunk on, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I've taken a drink or two of it all my life. I never was bad to drink, and I never used tobacco no way. Very little drinking I ever done.
I've been told that moonshine could be dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not made.
I make it in these just tin cans and things like that to get that tin poison, lead poison, you know. Mm-hmm. Now they got the way they got to use copper steel, copper pipe and things like that. It wasn't so dangerous.
Mm-hmm. That house that you were raised in, did you have a fireplace in that?
Yeah. I got a fireplace.